her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looked like he wanna fight. He doing nothing.
This weekend it will be October, and that of course means that the NBA season is right around the corner, and that is why the Milwaukee Bucks, amongst other NBA teams, held their annual media days yesterday. Now, Giannis Antetokounmpo was not there. Giannis has COVID, and because of that, he's been unable to travel back to the United States from Greece, but he was made available on a, like a video chat, like a Zoom, right? He did a little Zoom action yesterday with the local media. So, a couple of things happened yesterday. Giannis was in, I would say, sort of a transparent form, right? He was sort of talking and giving information that maybe we haven't heard right from the horse's mouth. A lot of reports, as you guys remember, we were following it. What do we call it? The summer of Yonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So we were following that pretty closely, as well as far as if Giannis wanted to be back in Milwaukee or if he were exploring other options, if he were exploring other teams and situations and what that would mean for his future. So Giannis basically said yesterday that the reports that he was entertaining other options, looking at other teams, were essentially true. He had entertained thoughts about playing elsewhere. And he went on to say that it's not the first time. I had the same thoughts 2 years ago. I had the same thoughts 5 years ago. It's never going to change, he added. I want to be among the best. I want to compete with the best. I want to win another championship. Chewy, are you surprised that yesterday Giannis sort of admitted, because you were the one who was kept saying over and over again during the summer when people were like, Giannis isn't leaving, Giannis loves Milwaukee, he's loyal to a fault, and all of these other things that people were sort of clinging to. You were the one who was saying, like, why doesn't he just come out and say it then? Why doesn't he just come out and say, I want to be here, I'm committed to this place? You thought that the silence by Giannis spoke volumes.
Yeah, my question is, can you love Milwaukee and still look around? It's like, hey, I'm dating you, I'm real serious, but play the field a little bit.
I don't know how much he actually played the field. I think he was just more of a, based on the way he's talked about it and based on the way this has always played out, it's just, at the end of the season, okay, where are we at? Where are the Bucks at? Can I win a championship here? And again, I just go back to the extreme risk they have taken in terms of stretching and waiving Damian Lillard and eating that contract over the next five seasons and then adding Miles Turner. That doesn't happen without some sort of conversation with Giannis.
So we're going to have to do this every year. Every year. Every single year. If he said he's done it before, not just this year.
I mean, we're going to probably have to do it again. Yeah, maybe this next summer. Because this contract, again, he didn't sign, you know, a 10-year contract.
Well, then I don't think you can love Milwaukee.
Well, he wants to win a championship.
Well, then I don't think you can love Milwaukee.
I think he can love the city and love the people, but if it doesn't present the best opportunity to win a championship, yeah, maybe he doesn't love the Bucks unless they give him the best chance to win a championship.
He can love Milwaukee but not love the Bucks.
Correct.
Because I thought his response yesterday to what Eden said was very weird. Yeah, it's one of those things you can think it, but why would you say it?
So to be clear, Joshy, what was the vernacular there? I know we've got the Giannis sound of the reaction, but first we have to, I think, establish what Wes Eden said about them meeting during the off season.
Yeah, I believe Wes Eden described his chat with Giannis as a phone call. And then when friend of the show, Eric Name, asked Giannis a question, he said, meeting. And there is a fine line that we could possibly draw here on why Giannis would have this response to the question.
I guess what kind of keeps you committed to Milwaukee, and what did you maybe see in that meeting with Wes that convinced you of their vision for this team going forward?
I had a meeting with Wes.
Yeah, you had a meeting with Wes in June.
I can't recall that meeting.
So the information was out there. I think Wes Edens had said that they had had a productive meeting, essentially in the off season, that he felt like Giannis was committed to Milwaukee. And then yesterday at Media Day, when Eric Name prompted Giannis on that meeting and his recollection of it, Giannis basically said that he didn't remember having a meeting. Now, I think what you're saying, Josh, is there might be some loss in translation there between meeting and phone call and conversation and phone call and meeting and all of those sort of nuances. But what an interesting thing for Giannis to say. What an interesting thing. And that's what you're saying. Like, he said it out loud. You know, that he didn't recall a meeting. Gabe, very quickly, because we got to get to Jeff Levering, your reaction to Giannis's comments yesterday at Media Day.
Yeah, it's a little strange. Because even if he recalled, let's say it was just a phone call that he had with Wes Edens, because Wes said it was a conversation that he had with Giannis. I feel like Giannis would remember a conversation with the owner of the organization, even if it was a meeting, if it was a conversation, whatever nuance you want to say there, you think he would, you know, recall that. For somebody who has the memory that Giannis does and leans into a lot of those different things.
So did it never happen?
I don't know.
I mean, I got a dented brain, but I could remember if I had a meeting with That's Craig in June. What?
Dented brain's a new one to me.
Well, I think we can all agree. It's fine. I know I have a dented brain. You guys are like, oh, you have a dented brain? Sorry. I digress.
We are out of time to talk about this. I'm still fascinated by how this is all going down and what it means for the Milwaukee Bucks going forward, but we'll put a pin in it so we can get to Jeff Levering and talk about your Milwaukee Brewers. Of course, all eyes will be on the series today, the wild card series between the Cubs and the Padres. We'll talk to Jeff Levering about the state of the team as they head into the playoffs right after this.
It's time to hear from the voice of the Brewers.
Fly ball to deep right. It is back. Soto back.
Jeff Levering is brought to you by the Neurospine Center of Wisconsin. Go where the pros go to fix all your back pain. Visit them today at neurospine.com.
Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the news to bring me in today. Love that.
Thank you. And I love Huey Lewis in the news, so I'm all about it.
Jeff Levering on Chen, Gabe, and Chewy.
First of all, a moment for our guy, Jeff Levering, who I have seen calling all these college football games this season as well. Jeff, I didn't realize that we were sharing this space. I didn't realize we were hanging in the college football space together. But very good job on the broadcast that I have seen with you calling those games.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Good to know that I'm actually off for the next couple of weeks while the Brewers are on this great magical run. I'm going to be with the Brewers until their run is done, and then I'll be back on the gridiron.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about the Brewers. Obviously, the Cubs-Padres wildcard series begins. Who should Brewers fans be rooting for in that series?
Well, do you want to play with your heartstrings, or do you want to play with, seriously, I've had this question a lot, right? And if you are rooting to play against the Cubs, then you are rooting for just agony. At its best, right? But I do think that might be the easiest path to get through the division series. The Brewers have played the Cubs. They've played them tough. They know exactly what they're going to get with the Chicago Cubs. I think that the Brewers can beat the Cubs. I think the Brewers can beat anybody, which is great. But I think they have a better opportunity to beat the Chicago Cubs. Now, do you want to deal with Cubs fans? Do you want to deal with Wrigley Field? That's another, you know, bite at the apple that you want to try and get after, right? So, I think that the better path is to go through the Cubs. The Brewers just saw the Padres. That is a really tough team. That is a really good bullpen that you have to deal with. Cross-country travel to San Diego. That's another part of it as well, as opposed to just cruising down I-94. But it's going to be an emotional roller coaster. It always is in the playoffs.
How do the Brewers approach these next couple days off? Are they practicing every day? Pitchers throwing? Do they get together and watch these series? What goes on in these next couple of days?
So yesterday was off, and smartly just take the day, do whatever you need to do. I think Christian Yelich had Anna Pavlik catered dinner last night, you know, from Egg and Flour Pasta Bar. So, I mean, hey, that's awesome. Way to go.
You know, that's Chewy's so family. That
was my brother owns, family my brother-in-law owns that. Yeah. Hope it was good.
Love it. It's so good. It's so good. So, anyway, it's a great spot. So that's what Yelly did last night. They're going to do a workout today. There's going to be media availability today, early this afternoon. So they're going to work out the next few days. Pitchers are going to be throwing. I think they've got 8 or 9 guys from the Stay Ready camp that they're going to have available to take at-bats against pitchers and play catch. And they're going to try and simulate game action as best they can. That's what you have to do over the next few days.
Yelly's been batting leadoff the last couple of games. Is he going to bat leadoff when we open this thing up on Saturday?
I think it's a great question. I think that the Brewers are in a really good place when he hits leadoff. They're in a really good place when he hits third. The question everybody has to ask, and what the front office and what Pat Murphy has to ask, is do you want him hitting in the leadoff spot when your 7, 8, 9 guys get on base? It's not necessarily leadoff a game. This is a situation to give you protection from the 8 and 9 spots in the order. If guys are on base, then you've got Yelly sitting there in the leadoff spot, and he could drive guys in. He could also pop a home run to start off a ball game too. So I think that it is a very smart thing. Plate discipline is a big part of it. His ability to get on base by drawing walks, not that Sal Frelick and Bryce Turang can't do that either. But I think Christian has had such a long track record of doing it. I would not be shocked to see Yelly in the leadoff spot come Saturday.
Jeff Levering hanging out with us, and we got to let him go very shortly. But I did want to ask you, what do you think that the playoff rotation looks like for your Brewers?
It starts with Freddie Peralta and then goes to Quinn Priester. So you got games 1 and 2 right there. Game 3 is going to be a toss-up, right? I mean, you could do any number of things. I think this is a big week for Jose Quintana. He had a good simulated game a couple of days ago. That's an option. I think Chad Patrick is certainly an option. Don't forget about Tobias Myers. We know what he can do in the postseason. All you need is 3 starters. Because of the off days, you can go back to Freddie Peralta on normal rest for a potential game 4 if you need to, and then Quinn Priester after that. So get through Peralta, Priester, and then you figure it out for game 3. I think, again, it's a big week for Quintana.
All right, we've got to talk about pitchers. What's McGill's role?
Trevor, I think if it's an opportunity for him to close the game, he gets that opportunity. I wouldn't be shocked to see him in a 6th inning or a 7th inning. It's the playoffs. You're going to pick out a pocket of an opportunity for him to have success, and Trevor McGill, he might get that in that opportunity. You got a number of guys that could potentially close out games for you in the playoffs.
Jeff, we will let you go. We know you got to get your kiddos to school. We appreciate you taking a little bit of time with us this morning, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You got it. Appreciate you guys. Hopefully we're talking about a series lead the next time we chat.
That would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jeff. Hey, Gabe, who do you want in this series?
Cubbies.
I don't care.
I do.
I don't.
Step on the throat.
When you're as good as the Brewers are, I'm taking all comers. Whoever it is, don't care. I'm not scared of either one of them. I'm not, I want this matchup. I think this is best. No, Brewers match up with anybody because they're that damn good.
Whoa. Who do you want?
Well, for travel purposes, the Cubs would be very convenient, wouldn't they, guys? You know, my husband's going to be covering the series either way. So is he traveling to San Diego or is he traveling to Chicago?
Well, yeah, but if he travels to San Diego with some of these off days built in, he might be packing the golf clubs. He might be rooting for San Diego.
So go Cubs, go. I think you're hearing me say here, Gabe. He was like, we'd have to leave on Tuesday. The game's on Wednesday. We'd be there on Thursday. I'd probably be back on Friday, maybe, if there's a flight that I can get from San Diego to. Oh, you don't think that there's flights from San Diego to Chicago, San Diego to Milwaukee?
It's tough this time. I mean, again, airlines are cutting down flights all the time, Jen.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, he obviously went to the Wisconsin game at Tuscaloosa a few weeks back. It did not end well for Wisconsin. But he keeps bragging about how there was a direct Milwaukee to Birmingham flight.
Ooh,
Southwest
really?
Had a direct. I think it was Southwest.
Just for the game, or?
Yes, just for the game, because guess who has to go to Tuscaloosa this weekend? Your girl.
And there's no direct flight?
100%. They got rid of that flight.
That's a shame.
Well, they just know Wisconsin fans travel well, saw an opportunity, and jumped on it.
Keeps bragging about it. He was like, it was so convenient. Just got on at Mitchell, got out at Birmingham, made the drive to Tuscaloosa, and I'm like, shut up, because I got to go through Atlanta. Atlanta to Birmingham, and then the hour drive to Tuscaloosa this weekend.
Sounds like fun.
Liar.
I finally get to watch football. I'm so excited. And baseball. Sports,
you know,
in general.
I actually think him being overseas for that 2-week stretch made him appreciate his opportunity a little bit more. We might get a little more viewership out of our guy.
If you text me during the Guardians-Tigers game today, then I know you truly missed
it. Do we have Maction tonight or no?
I haven't the faintest of ideas.
I don't think Maction starts until after the baseball playoffs. It starts in like November. Yeah. like Tuesday night action games, kind of filling.
I mean,
that,
I was up at four this morning, but I was watching Broncos, whoever the Broncos were
Broncos
playing.
I'm Bengals like, replay.
Oh, this is so good. Oh. I don't have to watch cheese being made in Germany.
Should we be excited to watch Jake Browning play quarterback?
Liechtenstein.
I'm guessing that if you wanted to watch cheese being made here in Wisconsin, there's probably a channel that for that around here. Yeah. If you're buying or building a new home, Great Midwest Bank will help guide you every step of the way. My family and I have been looking for a second home. We know that Great Midwest Bank will take care of us, giving us the best options. If you're ready for your next big life decision, get fast and flexible mortgage pre-approval straight from Great Midwest Bank's experienced and, most importantly, local loan officers. From start to finish, you can bank with confidence. Great Midwest Bank is your simply local equal housing lender. You can see all of their customizable products at greatmidwestbank.com, greatmidwestbank.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So you mentioned Super Bowls and parties and how they don't go hand in hand, which again is an absurd comment by you two, but it's just one of many on the show.
Dumber thing that Chewy has said this morning. Super Bowls and parties don't go hand in hand, or cheddar is not a top 10 cheese.
On 94.5 ESPN.
When I need to get somewhere on time and in style, I use Accutrans Group. They're my trusted ride during the football season, to the airport, from the airport, and they are our preferred transportation for Green Bay game day. At Good Karma Brands, we rely on Accutrans Group for our partners because we know that Accutrans Group can handle everything. Corporate travel, conventions, private events, even tailgates. They learn your preferences, they're always on time, and they make booking so simple. If they're a veteran-owned, available 24/7 group. So if you need to get somewhere, you can book your safe and reliable transportation at AccutransGroup.com. That's AccutransGroup.com.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's Power Rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Did you guys do power rankings when I was gone?
Of course we did.
Did it run smoother? Shut up!
With the one thing we did require of whoever was reading off the list is they had to give their initial thought the way that you do each and every week.
I think I described it as their personal gripe.
Okay, that's fair.
So, how do you feel about it?
There's one I don't really like. It's fine, I guess. There's just one.
Yes.
It's weird.
It's so back, baby.
It's just weird.
But it was a weird week, wasn't it?
A little bit.
It's fine. No, I don't like it. Okay, you can go now. Give me number 10.
Worked your way through that one. I'm very curious if ESPN has kept the Packers in the top 10. I guess I'm hopeful that they have, but man, two back-to-back clunkers. I wonder. So let's see. Let's see. I will start with the Pittsburgh Steelers at number 10.
I've got Joshua's Aaron Rodgers and Pittsburgh Steelers at 10.
Number 10 is the Indianapolis Colts.
I had them at 9.
Which are weird. I have no feeling for the Colts. I know they're 3-1.
Played a really good game.
Lost to the Rams.
Oh, and had Adonai Mitchell held on to the football.
They win, yeah.
That was bad.
Don't forget, he also got a holding call on a Jonathan Taylor touchdown.
It was not a great game.
Tough one
for A.D. Mitchell.
Is he still on the team?
Yeah, because he's. You want to know why?
Why?
Fast.
Ooh, okay. Ooh,
really fast.
Speed kills. Nine.
Would the Steelers be in the top 10? I'm gonna go with the Steelers one more time.
Yeah, I'll roll with the Steelers, and then I'm going to drop them after this.
Seattle is 9. Another
3-1 team.
Another 3-1, beat the Cardinals.
Barely.
It's kind of a mishmash there from like 14 to
Yeah, there's
9.
There's a handful of teams that,
to
yeah.
9.
All the 3-1 teams?
There's a 2-2 in there. I don't want to give it away yet.
I think we know
because,
who the 2-2 team is.
Yeah, Denver.
No, Kansas City. Yes. Anyway.
No, I'm saying outside. I'm saying outside.
The 2-2 team in the top 10 is Kansas City.
Correct.
Eight.
Could Kansas City be here at 2-2?
This is where I have your Green Bay Packers.
I got Kansas City.
Gabe, correct. Pack is at 8. I don't know how I feel about that. It's fine. They're still good. They just crap down their legs. So
yeah.
They'll be fine
for that.
Yeah. 7.
Could the Chiefs be here? I mean, I don't know how much higher they would have. If they put the Chiefs much higher than this, then that's a lot of old Chiefs bias.
That's great, but who are the chefs?
Is that your guesses?
Yep.
Chefs are 7. I don't think they should be there. That's really the one I didn't
like. Do you think they should be higher or
no,
lower?
I think they 10 at best. Because, I mean, you look at Pittsburgh, which you said. They've got an argument to be in there. San Fran. Even though they lost to the Jags.
Yeah, they lost to the Jags and didn't look good doing it. Brock Purdy
and
bad.
Then the Jags are 14. You know? And then they have the Ravens.
Wait, the Jags are 14, so where are the Niners?
The Niners are 12.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I think they could have done better. 6.
Okay, 6. How about... I got a little bit of a log jam happening here in the middle. How about the Chargers at number 6?
Your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes, you are right. Tampa Bay Bucs, even though they lost to the Eagles.
Yeah, first loss of the year.
Competitive.
Again, they just it seems like they're getting blown out, and then you get to the end of the game and suddenly have the ball with a chance to tie.
Which is funny. Again, you want to talk about like teams, reputations, narrative surrounding them. That is one that certainly surrounds the Buccaneers. What is the Packers? Narrative. What is the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love it if the Packers were a team that you're like, oh, they're down by a touchdown with 2 minutes to go? Well, Jordan Love can lead them in the 2 minute offense. Jordan Love can put it in the end zone. I feel that way about Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm. 5.
I mean, I gotta say the Chargers here, but.
Yeah, this is where the Chargers live.
Chargers are 5, but I would have flip flopped the 2, right?
Chargers and Bucks?
I mean, Chargers lose to the Giants.
Yeah, there's a penalty for that.
Yeah, but I would have put him
He's
at
saying
6.
He would have put him lower
and
because
Tampa
of that.
I mean, I think they always give the team going west, going east, playing in the early window a break.
Yeah. Okay.
Going up against a quarterback they've never seen.
4.
I have the Lions at 4.
Let's keep the Los Angeles train rolling. Rams.
Gabe, you're right. The Rams are at number 4. How is Devante playing?
He's good. He had a really good touchdown, but, I mean, Puka's been...
Yeah, he's playing well.
Really?
Okay. They use 3 players on offense right now.
Puka.
Devontae. Kyren.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Speaking of which, how are you or us doing in fantasy?
I took belt to ass of Gabe's team last week.
How'd you do
I'm
this?
With you.
How'd you do this week?
I won.
Okay.
With you. We're doing good. 3.
The adoptive team over here. I gotta say the Lions then. Yeah. The Lions haven't been on this yet.
Lions are 3. What do you guys think of the Lions? They figured it out. I mean, last 2 weeks offensively.
Yeah, they're better than we thought.
I think they're the victim of minimal training camp, minimal preseason, came kind of rusty out of the gate, but they're gonna be there at the end, no question.
Figuring it out. Okay. 2.
Bills?
A-O!
A-O Buffalo, and Philly is 1. But the drama is already starting in Philly.
How's that?
Browns not happy.
I saw the tweets.
You're 4-0, and you're whining?
Yeah.
I mean, grow up, please.
I mean, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. It's a cryptic post. You never know what it means. Maybe he's just listening to a good song.
Maybe,
who knows?
Maybe.
But even the idea of putting out a cryptic post, guys, like... You want people to speculate. You want people to think. Like, and I love that there's a trap door that you can escape through and be like, well, that's not what I meant. You put meaning to it that I hadn't assigned it. And it's like, right, but even by putting out cryptic stuff, you are creating drama that doesn't need to be created.
And he's somebody who has not been happy in the past about his role.
He has had explosions on the sideline when his team was winning by like 30 plus.
Yeah, he's a baby. Any guesses on the resurrected Bears?
Ooh, no.
18.
15, yeah, 17.
Well, hold on. He told us that the Niners were 12.
Yep.
Right? And then somebody...
There was like a log jam through 14, so it's going to be just
15.
Below that.
20.
Whoa.
Ah, hell yeah.
How can they
keep
put the
down
Ravens?
There?
Oh, yeah. Where are the Ravens?
15.
Yeah.
1-3, although they've had a mother of a...
Yeah.
Schedule.
And now, with depending upon the severity of this hamstring injury for Lamar,
it could get worse.
It could get ugly.
Yeah. All right, it's fine.
What about the Commanders? We thought that they were going to be a top team in the NFC.
Commanders. Oh, Commanders are 16.
Yeah, they've had to go with Marcus the last 2 weeks.
And the Vikings?
17.
Okay.
The Vikings are going nowhere. Agree?
I mean, you weren't impressed with Carson Wentz's 350 yards over in Dublin?
Not so much.
Okay. Just thought I'd just check to see
if you
were impressed.
Were you at least able to watch that game?
Nothing. Nothing. Couldn't everything was restricted.
Game that took place in Europe while you were in Europe?
It's terrible.
Kind of eliminates the purpose of going over there, doesn't it? You're trying to grow the game over there. Don't you think the game should be available?
No, it's just awful. Maybe, glad I'm home.
Maybe you were on your way home, actually, when that game was taking place, now that I think about it.
Yeah, he would have been. Yeah, that's true. Let me tell you, on a plane.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Closets by Design. Doug and his team have been fantastic. I know I told you guys my closet was a disaster. I am talking about piles of clothes, buckets of clothes, bins of clothes. Just couldn't figure out where things were when I needed them. And yes, some of it was, I've been in television for 25 years and I have a lot of clothes that I needed to get rid of. But Doug and his team were like, Jen, we can make this work for you. Came in, created a beautiful, organized space for my closet, and they can do the same for you. A leader in custom storage solutions since 1982, they combine quality and beauty and a true commitment to customer satisfaction. If you are ready to get organized, call Closets by Design in Beckwan and tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He hates the ending of all comedies. Apparently doesn't like happy endings.
I love happy endings. Don't take it that far.
Maybe that's a vote for Groundhog Day for you.
On 94.5 ESPN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp, and I know that you guys turn to some funny places for support, but might I also recommend therapy? I know that it's become a lot more understood in recent years, and maybe you have friends who have decided over the last few years that they also think that therapy could be good for their life. I'll tell you that I've been doing it for 15 years. Talking to someone about the things that are bothering me, the challenges I am facing, really makes a difference in how I approach the world. It's convenient also. With BetterHelp, you can join a session with the click of a button. It fits therapy into your busy life. And if it's just not working out for you, you can switch therapists at any time. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/timeout. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/timeout, because we are all better with help. You know, we got the most reaction this morning from the Giannis conversation. Man, oh man, do Bucks fans not want to talk about Giannis saying yesterday that every year it's a reality that he is entertaining the possibility of not playing for the Milwaukee Bucks. And I think that there's a little bit of like ostrich sticking their head in the sand, covering up your ears like Lloyd on Dumb and Dumber, where you don't want to hear that conversation. But I also have said, Gabe, that that's just Giannis doing due diligence. That's just Giannis making sure that he can put pressure on the organization to say, you know what my goals are. I can't do it alone. As long as we're aligned in that and you are willing to make the moves, spend the money, do the things, Dame Lillard, etc., to put us in a position to win a championship, we're good. But if you're not, I'm going to look elsewhere.
Easiest way to avoid that conversation next summer, make a deep playoff run. If the Bucks make a run into, let's say, an Eastern Conference Finals, I don't think the conversation becomes, oh, okay, is this the place for me? Can we win here? The reality is they've been bounced in the first round the last 3 years. That's not something that Giannis wants to be a part of. He wants to be making these deep playoff runs. And if they make a deep playoff run, then this isn't a conversation. If they make it to an NBA Finals, they make it to an Eastern Conference Finals, it's not a conversation because he goes, oh, whoa, we were one of the last four teams standing. Yeah, we can win another championship here. That's the easiest way for this entire conversation not to be a thing, and we don't have to deal with Janssens and the Shams reports and everything if they make a deep playoff.
Is that realistic?
Yeah, in the Eastern Conference, yeah. It's wide open. I have no idea.
Aren't they, the preseason, they're like eighth, aren't they? Aren't they deep? I know that doesn't matter. I mean, look at the Brewers.
Yeah.
Right? Look at the Brewers.
Chewy, I firmly believe, outside of the Knicks, I don't think anybody knows what any of these Eastern Conference teams are going to look like.
Yeah, you're after probably that, right. Indiana, Boston.
Well, we got Miles Turner. They don't have him anymore. They're dealing with the Halliburton situation.
Yeah.
Like, it's, yeah, there's some stuff happening.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people liked some of the moves that the Atlanta Hawks made or the Orlando Magic. I don't know if they're actually going to put it all together.
Yeah.
Right? It's outside of the Knicks. I think it's hard to say definitively what any of these teams in the Eastern Conference are going to look like.
Justin weighing in on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776. He said, it should be noted, Giannis has COVID and is quarantined in Greece. This Media Day interview was via a bad Zoom connection. Just a little context. Yes, we did reference that Giannis was still in Greece earlier when we had this conversation, but I think this is a great example of people making excuses for the information that was disseminated. Giannis said, you guys, it's not like it was like, crinkle, crinkle, can you hear me now, over static. He said he has entertained other options. He says he does it every year. This is not something where we can sit here and go, well, we got to make sure we have context for this because he wasn't here in person saying these words.
But he said these things in the past.
I know, but it doesn't make you feel uneasy at all?
No, because I think it's just the reality of the situation. Giannis has not been shy about saying he wants to win championships. It's not like when he was eligible to sign the Supermax the previous times that he signed it the day of, right? Like Eric Name had a great report when he signed that first Supermax before they won their first championship about how that all went down and the process of it all happening and making sure he's doing his due diligence before he locked into that Supermax contract. It's not a coincidence that he signed the current contract that he's on now after they acquired Damian Lillard. Like none of these things are coincidences. Like, this is the reality of having Giannis, that he wants to win another championship, and unless you show that you can do it, he's going to question it. Which, again, if they go to an Eastern Conference Finals this year, I don't think he's sitting there next offseason going, oh, I wonder if I can win a championship.
I know, but if this was Brett in his heyday or Aaron in his heyday, you can't say love because we don't know how good he's going to be. He's going to be a Hall of Fame player like Giannis and the other two. You'd be crapping in your pants. You would be.
Yeah, but it's
like
just so
kind of he's kind of getting a little bit of a pass here.
It's so different in the NFL because they don't have the power that NBA players do.
They're getting there.
Yeah, but the fact that owners still have the franchise tag, like he's just not going anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, especially if you have a quarterback of Brett's and or Aaron's caliber, like if you've got a multiple time MVP, you're not going anywhere. In the prime of your career.
Okay.
You're locked in.
So it's more basketball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't the situation just going to be, like Jen said, bury your head in the sand. Aaron Rodgers isn't going anywhere until he does. And then it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened.
But Aaron, I mean, because we did it for a couple of years leading to Aaron, like we kind of knew he was going.
Doesn't it feel like we're doing it more and more with Giannis at this point?
Yeah. And guess what? If the Packers went to an NFC Championship game in 2022, Aaron wasn't going to go anywhere.
So we're at the point where you think it's even more next year if they have another disappointing.
If their first round exit, it's going to be a conversation next year. Absolutely. Then the Bucks have to make the decision of, okay, he's got 1 year left on his contract. Ostensibly, because he's got a player option that he can obviously opt out of. So the Bucks have to make the decision next offseason if Giannis is entertaining this of, all right, do we trade him to try to get something in return before we get nothing in return? Like, that's something the Bucks have to have that thought in conversation.
But hasn't the general sentiment been, guys, that every year the Bucks do everything they can to appease Giannis?
Yeah, 100%.
That they have done everything they can to keep him in Milwaukee? I mean, I think we all know what the ramifications of this Dame Lillard thing are going to be for Milwaukee years down the road, right? It's going to be bad. But that is a move the Bucks were willing to make to show Giannis that they were committed to trying as best they can to build a championship team. And the reality is only one team is going to win the championship. So they can do everything right. And something can go wrong and they can fall short of their goal again. And I don't necessarily know if Giannis can hold the front office accountable for some of those more fluky things that happen on the road to a championship.
The problem is I truly don't know. Like, the Bucks pulled, and they continue to pull rabbits out of their hat, so maybe there's another thing that they can do next offseason to surprise everybody. I truly don't know what else there is to do.
Right. That's the thing I'm worried about is, we're going to end up sort of in a, and I'm not comparing the players or the person or their behavior at all, but like a sort of like a LeBron thing. You're going to leave the cupboard absolutely bare. You're going to extinguish every asset you have, and then you're going to be left going, well, now what?
I'm completely okay with that, though, as a Bucks fan. Like, I'm completely okay with just leaving, like, doing and turning over every possible rock to potentially maximize Giannis being here. Because I think the Bucks know the same thing that everybody else knows. No matter how many draft picks you get, the odds of actually getting another Giannis Antetokounmpo, who, when it's all said and done, is going to be a top 15, top 10 player of all time in NBA history, it's just not... It's not going to happen.
I guess my antenna is just going off, Gabe. I guess my antenna is going off now of, like, something's fishy. Something's fishy with the way that Giannis responded to the Wes Edens thing. Something fishy about him now coming out and saying, like, every year. It just feels like there's something up, so we're going to keep our eye on that.
I do want to tell you, though, about Events by Design, because you can boost culture with captivating corporate events like appreciation parties, brand activations, and more. The creative team at Events by Design truly enjoys the work they do, whether it's a small thing that you want to add to a party, whether you want them to plan the entire thing. That's what Events by Design can do, and it's time. I know you don't want to be thinking about it. We just shocked Jen. She just literally learned minutes ago that October is tomorrow. You need to be planning those holiday parties. You need to be doing it now. And Events by Design can help. That's what they're here for. For 25 years, Events by Design has helped companies execute successful events. Just search online. Events by Design. They design. You party.
Did we put anything on the poll today, Joshy?
No.
I didn't think we did, but, you know, sometimes you'll sneak one in there, and I'll be, like, looking through later on and be like, oh, we got a poll. I didn't even know it was up there. But, all right, I appreciate that. Wildy and Tausch is next on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great day, everybody.